isu lain dari kampanye pemilu ini adalah tentang masalah proteksi perbatasan dan pencari suaka. Nah, marilah kita simak laporan yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar, Perdana Menteri menjauhkan diri dari komentar yang dikeluarkan oleh Menteri Imigrasi tentang para pengungsi, namun tidak mengecam komentar itu. Komentar Menteri Imigrasi Peter Dutton tentang jumlah penerimaan pengungsi menggunakan kata-kata seperti banyak pendatang yang buta huruf menurutnya akan menjadi pengangguran dan membebani sistem kesejahteraan. Namun di tengah seruan dari pihak Partai Buruh dan Hijau agar seruan itu direspon dengan lebih keras, Malcolm Turnbull sebaliknya mengatakan bahwa komentar itu merujuk kepada masalah yang benar. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Perbatasan laut Australia kembali menjadi masalah pemilu, di mana Perdana Menteri dipaksa untuk membela Menteri Imigrasinya atas penggunaan kata-katanya terhadap para pengungsi.
Peter Dutton is an outstanding immigration minister. For more than 600 days, there has not been one successful people smuggler operation bringing unauthorized arrivals to Australia. We are one of the most generous host countries for refugees. As Peter was saying, many of them come to Australia from shattered areas of the world. And many of them, large percentages of them, have no English skills at all. Many of them are illiterate in their own language. Many of them have not completed high school. And that's no fault of theirs.
Komentar itu sangat berbeda dengan kata-kata yang dipergunakan oleh Peter Dutton ketika berbicara kepada Sky News pada hari Selasa yang lalu. Dutton mengatakan proposal imigrasi Partai Hijau yang menyarankan untuk melipatgandakan penerimaan pengungsi 4 kali lipat menjadi 50 ribu orang adalah proposal yang tidak bertanggung jawab.
They won't be numerate or literate in their own language, let alone English. And these people would be taking Australian jobs, there's no question about that. And for many of them that would be unemployed, they would languish in unemployment queues and on Medicare and the rest of it. So there would be huge cost.
Jumlah penerimaan para pengungsi saat ini hanya 14 ribu orang saja, di mana pihak koalisi menjanjikan akan menaikkannya menjadi 18.750 orang pada tahun 2018-2019. Sementara itu, Partai Buruh mengatakan akan menaikkan menjadi 27 ribu orang. Kelompok pendukung dan penasihat nasional Refugee Council of Australia mengatakan komentar Dutton itu sangat ofensif. Chief Executive dari kelompok itu, Paul Power, mengatakan komentar itu salah dan tidak masuk akal sehat.
Well, I think it's pretty distressing to have the minister responsible for managing Australia's refugee program attacking refugees. But also his attack is quite incoherent. He's simultaneously accusing refugees of being illiterate and innumerate and therefore unemployable, while also saying that they will take Australians' jobs. The minister has clearly decided to attack refugees, but he hasn't actually thought through his argument or his strategy first.
Juru bicara untuk imigrasi pihak Partai Hijau, Sarah Hansen Yang, mengatakan Dutton harus meminta maaf atas pernyataannya itu. Ia mengatakan kepada Sky News bahwa kritikan tentang biaya permukiman pengungsi mengabaikan biaya yang lebih besar untuk sistem penahanan pencari suaka Australia, termasuk yang di daratan besar maupun lepas pantai seperti di Nauru dan Papua New Guinea.
All of those costs accounted in the budget office's crunching of the numbers. But let's just be really upfront here. Peter Dutton is telling the Australian people in the middle of an election campaign, don't vote for the Greens because they want to help people. Vote for the Liberal Party because we will stop refugees because we don't want people who are illiterate coming to our country. It is xenophobic. It is purely fear-mongering.
Perdana Menteri Turnbull menghabiskan hari-harinya untuk mengelakkan tuntutan menegur Menteri Imigrasi. Sementara menolak untuk mendukung bahasa yang dipakai oleh Dutton, ia mengatakan bahwa Menteri Imigrasi menunjukkan poin penting tentang biaya program permukiman pengungsi.
Now what the Labor Party is proposing to do, as you know, is to double the refugee intake. That is presumably some gesture to the Greens, who of course want to quadruple it. But they have made no estimation of what the additional cost would be. It will run into billions of dollars. Nor have they considered whether we have the capacity in our settlement service to ensure those additional refugees are settled here.
Pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten mengatakan pernyataan Dutton itu menghidupkan kembali bahasa inflamasi yang digunakan oleh politisi Pauline Hanson pada tahun 1990-an.
Mr. Dutton's comments are comments that Pauline Hanson would have been proud to make. Mr. Turnbull needs to come out and recognize the damage that Mr. Dutton's remarks are doing. See, Mr. Dutton didn't just insult refugees when he made those comments. He insulted the millions of migrants who've contributed to making this a truly great country. Refugees like Victor Chang, like Richard Pratt, like Frank Lowy.
Bulan lalu, pejabat dari Departemen Imigrasi dan Perlindungan Perbatasan mengungkapkan biaya kebijakan penahanan Australia dalam sidang pendengaran perkiraan Senat. Dilaporkan biaya untuk menahan 167 orang di fasilitas Christmas Island mencapai $1,458 per malam untuk setiap tahanan dengan total $243,000 per harinya.
Nah, itulah tadi beberapa isu dari kampanye pemilu Australia.
We live in a great democracy in Australia, and there are a lot of countries around the world where people fight very, very hard to have their vote. In Australia, we have easy access to our vote. All you've got to do is be enrolled by the deadline, which is 8 p.m. 23rd of May, and then turn up to a voting centre on polling day.
Nah, itulah tadi beberapa isu dari kampanye pemilu di Australia yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo.